After 8 on a Wednesday morning, we make a phone call to the office of the mayor and we find out all things etiquini matters, and the good mayor answers any questions you might have about any developments or any exciting things that are on the horizon. And occasionally, when we're very good and we behave ourselves, the good mayor actually graces us with his presence here at East Coast Radio House. So, I would like to, at this point, extend an official welcome, all protocol observed, for Etiquini Municipality Mayor, Councillor Cyril Xaba. Your Excellence, welcome to live East Coast Radio.
Yes, no, thank you very much. Thank you for welcoming me, Darren and Carmen. I also greet the Managing Director, Mzuvele Mthethwa. Thank you very much to the listeners for having me.
Well, it's the first time you're physically with us here in studio. So, of course, in East Coast Radio style, we've gotten you a gift, of course. So, this is for you officially. It's not a bribe. It's an official gift that we are publicly giving to the mayor. So, Mayor, this is
thank you so much. I appreciate it a great deal. Sure.
There we go.
So, Mr. Mayor, inside that the gift, it really isn't a gift like other gifts. It's a gift that there's reminders in there. There's a reminder cap when you're out relaxing on the weekend to remind you of us. There's a reminder coffee cup that'll be a reminder of us just to keep East Coast Radio in mind when making big decisions.
I thought there was something there to use to unwind over the weekend.
Oh, there might be. Don't worry.
But Mayor, I know Guti Ushabalala. I'm not there physically, but I'm here.
Yes, Kai. How are you?
I'm here, Bab Mayor. And we're going to get into the politics and the things that have to do with the Etiquini and all that kind of stuff. But we also want to get to know you better as a person. So we've got a round of questions coming up for you. You don't have to answer in too much detail. Okay. Just one word, quick fire. We want to get to know you. Okay, Mayor?
Thank you so much. I will try to.
All right. Mayor, first question. Where did you grow up?
Well, born in Clermont. Born, raised, and studied in Clermont. And after that, I went to UTW and then UND. And then after that, I became a member of the provincial legislature.
Mr. Mayor, we've been asking our people for questions. One of the questions that keeps popping up, I thought they were going to ask about the municipality, but people want to know the marital status.
Oh.
Is the mayor available? Wife, kids? Can you explain for us, please?
Well, I was last available how many years back? That was 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So beautiful. The answer is no.
He's not. No, I'm not, yeah.
Mayor, what do you do to have fun and unwind?
Well, look, of course, of late I now have a grand child who keeps me busy. But in a different way, and I think it's exciting. It's a great deal. Generally, I'm used to be on my own and at home in Clermont. I want a quieter life when I'm not with the people. I feel that when I'm in the company of too many people, I'm still at work.
Of course.
So I prefer to withdraw and be on my own with my children and then with my family.
Another one of these really most asked questions, Sky.
Yeah, Chiefs or Pirates, Mr. Mayor?
Or other?
Well, yeah, yes, Pirates. I think I must declare. I hope I'm not steering a fight.
Each to their own, of course. When it comes to such things. Mr. Mayor, this is the third time I'm meeting you within a week. I thought I was the busiest man. Many people actually refer to me as the unofficial mayor of the East Coast. I was there at the Amashova. The mayor was there. I was there at the Gem Spirit of Comrades. The mayor was there. And then here on a Wednesday, the mayor is here. My question to you is, Mayor, when you want to go and unwind, Is it okay if I take on the responsibility as there's the mayor and fill in the responsibilities there, make some of the decisions?
I think we can discuss that. As long as you cannot share a salary.
Mayor, I want to know, does it ever annoy you? Do you ever get annoyed by your security detail and the people that constantly have to be around you? Do you ever just want to be like, leave me alone? Because you've always surrounded by people.
Well, yeah, I actually have made it a point that at least on a Sunday. Oh, well, let me not talk about it. Yeah. Well,
you don't give them information for your security.
Sure. but of course, you at point you would want to be on your own. And,
yeah.
You know, but of course, life demands that they be around most of the time.
Darren, Sky and Carmen on East Coast Radio.
It's about 20 past 8 this Wednesday morning here on East Coast Radio. And we are joined live this morning by our eThekwini Municipality Mayor, Councillor Cyril Kaba. He's here in the studio with us and he's answering your questions. 061-792-9495. You ask, we ask. Beverly Shake, like I said, Mr. Mayor, wants to know, will they sort out the billing system or will you sort out the billing system as thousands of residents are receiving inflated bills?
Well, that is true, and it's been brought to my attention many times, and the team is really attending into that. Right now, I've reintroduced what is known as a debt relief program, where if people who are in debt come forward, we write off the interest. And we also give them a 15% reduction on their capital if they are able to pay within 3 months. But in addition, I then said to the team, they must incorporate the dispute resolution mechanism so that those people who are still disputing their bills don't get left out from this debt relief program. They are also part of it. So they are rolling out that. That thing will soon be announcing where our team will be to take complaints and resolve matters.
Beverly, I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, we've got one from Desh. She wants to know why water readings that are uploaded to the app are not being used for those billing purposes.
Well, currently we've introduced the app, a mobile app, and the idea is to have many fixtures installed on it so that people can be able to upload readings on their water and electricity meter. They're able to report faults and so on. But for now, water is yet to be introduced into the feature, so that people do not have to walk to our offices. They are able to, in the comfort of their houses, take a picture, upload it, and then send it to us. So that you can only in the month you can only bill for what you consumed in that particular month, and we don't want to do away with the situation where we read your meter every second or that month, and we use estimates in between.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, you will receive the bill for what you consumed in that particular month.
Nice.
If you are on this app. Yeah. I'm excited that there's a take-up. Since we launched it, we have more than 117,000 people who have downloaded it. I'm actually promoting it. Mm. It's going to be a revolution.
The app is amazing. Sky and I have it, and it's absolutely amazing. Yeah, he talks about it all the time. Yeah. If you live here, why don't you have the eThekwini app?
It's like, free and it's easy to download on all platforms.
Exactly.
Come on.
Get the app. Mr. Mayor, it seems like it's all about the water. Kuben from Malvern has asked this question. Mr. Mayor, what is the reason for the slow response time to water leaks on many roads, and then when fixed, the holes are not patched up to normal?
Well, look, there are things that I've actually said to the team. I don't want to see a repeat of them. One of them are the potholes on the road. I met the management in that road division to say we must ensure that we address that problem. So they would come to me with a plan. And of course, people report best pipes, leaks, and so on. And the turnaround has been too slow. Mm. And it's just that there are so many of these things happening at the time. And due to, there was a time when we did not do much on maintaining our infrastructure.
Yeah.
And so now we're not coping with the challenges that we get from as a result of lack of delayed maintenance. But we have since appointed a team to detect and fix leaks, because it's only when we are able to fix leaks that would have enough water for all the people in eThekwini.
Yeah.
That we have introduced the curtailment water containment measures. I take that as a stopgap measure, as an interim measure, but the permanent solution is in fixing our leaks. Yeah. We are also rolling out replacing our infrastructure, so that we don't have infrastructure that keeps taking us right back to where we were. We're able to move forward, expand infrastructure so that we expand access to water to people who have never had water before.
Mr. Mayor, it seems like every step you take forward, climate change wants to put you two or three steps back. We've experienced again 3 days of inclement weather here on the East Coast. And many are asking, what interventions has the city implemented to assist communities that have again been affected by the recent rains?
Well, look, we have over 200 informal households affected by this inclement weather. And our team, disaster management team, is on the ground to try and assist. And as it is now, we have intervened with all the basic needs and to try and ensure that in the period, people who lost their belongings, especially the shelter, the roof on their heads, are able to be accommodated in our places of safety. That's where we put them. That's all we can do at the moment. And I can say, so far, what is good is that there have been no reported fatalities.
Yeah.
And the people who were injured were taken to hospital and receiving a treatment. I'm happy with the intervention our team has made to try and address the problem.
Mayor, the holiday season is upon us and there's no December like a Durban December. And how is the city planning to ensure a memorable festive season for visitors, holidaymakers, because you've just mentioned the water curtailment measures?
Well, yeah, that's one of the things, because it would have been a dampener. You know, you can't be coming to Durban and you told that you don't, there's no water. So we're addressing that problem. The water curtailment, it's more on demand management than so that there's steady water supply to everyone in the resident. Like as I said, once we attend to addressing the problem permanently, because unless we do it, I think we've invested a lot of money, you know, and as it is, there was a problem with the Umhlanga, all the northern areas that were facing intermittent supply. I can now say that we have addressed that problem, and we're about to commission the northern aqueduct, and we fixed over 70 failing valves there, and so at least people are starting to say to us the problem is getting addressed. I think by the end of this month I can come back and say the problem on the north has been addressed, but of course the challenge remains on the south, and we're actually addressing Tumlazi. Following, they're still experiencing some challenges there.
Mr. Mayor, I can say this because I've seen this firsthand. You have got to be the hardest working mayor we have ever had. You avail yourself, you make yourself present, you answer all the questions to the people, and we can see that a massive effort is being made. So for that, all of us here want to say thank you. And then thank you for coming in and joining us live here this morning, Mr. Mayor. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It's very unsettling to be in a studio, you know, and in the company of so many.
I hope we made it okay for you.
No. You have really tried.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor, thank you. Thank you for all you're doing. Thank you for your hard work. And good luck with all of the many, many, many challenges that the city has. We see you and we appreciate you.
Thank you very much. I really love talking to your listeners, and the way you inform them, you actually make them to be alive to what we are doing, that we are not sitting in our laurels. We are really working hard to address their challenges.
And guys, we cannot sell this app enough for you. Any questions you have or any engagement you want to do directly, do it on the app. Download the app. That is eThekwini Municipality Mayor, Councillor Cyril Klaba, with us on East Coast Radio.
It's East Coast Breakfast.